Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia. Movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
All right, welcome back to Fleck and Socks, the podcast, episode 65. Today on the show, being on time is now considered white supremacist. Watch out, all you respectful whites out there. Then we have a teacher versus student beatdown you're not going to want to miss in Urban Decay. Was the teacher right to do it? Do kids even listen anymore? Find out. And then last but not least, we finally found a pronoun person that makes sense. We are going to go over our all-time favorite pronouns in this week's double dose of cringe of the week. All this and more, it's Fleck and Socks, the podcast, episode 65, ranked the best new podcast of all time.
Because words are just words until action actually starts. And actions speak louder than words. But at the same time, words speak louder than actions because sometimes it's the right thing to do.
Very cool. Very cool.
Fleck and Socks, the podcast, featuring Richard Bradford.
This week's episode is brought to you by our friends over at Public Square. Guys, Public Square has become the number one app for finding America First patriotic companies in your area. The app is free to download. They sponsor the show, and it's a fantastic product. I will never waste your time with non-fantastic products. You can go check out the app, which is free to download. You can find restaurants in your area that only buy local. You can find coffee shops that don't enforce COVID vaccine mandates or make you wear a mask or fire people for not getting the vaccine, stuff like that. It's a database for America First patriotic companies in your area. It's growing fast. The community is growing. You can download the app today and add your own business. You can get involved in the community tabs and meet like-minded people in your area. And most importantly, we can build the infrastructure we need to put our future in our own hands. We need to stop buying from companies that hate our guts and start aligning with people who share our America First values. Public Square is the company. It's the Public SQ app. PublicSQ.com is the website. Go there today. Get the app. The link's in the description. Get the app from the App Store. It goes a long way. Support the people supporting the show. Let's get into housekeeping. All right. Thank you to our friends over at Public Square for sponsoring the show. Guys, we have an update to our list of things causing heart attacks and blood clots this week, as we do every week. This one is kind of unique. Turning your head quickly while playing pickleball. You're going to kill yourself.
No, I'm good. I'm unvaccinated. So I'm chilling. And I know I've played pickleball too. So I'm 2 for 2 on that and not even close. No strokes.
All right. What's the headline?
Oh, you want me to read it?
Yeah.
this is my favorite part. Super fit Missouri dad, 35, suffers 3 strokes after turning his head too quickly, playing pickleball and tearing an artery.
Yeah.
Super fit, 35. 3 strokes?
Out of nowhere.
One of those things is not like the other.
So we can't really fully extrapolate. And I was always hoping with these, we always list them at the beginning of the episode, the things causing blood clots and heart problems. And we've listed it all. Climate change, mysterious chemicals, cold weather, hot weather, watching Monday Night Football.
Car exhaust.
Playing in Monday Night Football. A little bit of everything. And now it's turning your head too quick while playing pickleball. So
they're getting more specific.
They are really covering basically every single thing except the thing.
Yeah, I know.
So hopefully we're wrong. We have our bases covered now. We don't have to cover this as much going forward. I hope we're wrong, but I have a feeling we're not going to be. I hope we're wrong. I hope no one dies. I wish everyone the best. But I have a feeling in the next few weeks, months, years, we're going to be seeing a lot of people die from everything but the thing.
I agree. And doesn't it feel like we've hit kind of a critical mass with the general population kind of saying like, oh, another one, big joke, like everything but the coincidence.
Mm-hmm.
So it feels like we've kind of done our part.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like we've done this for 25 episodes, probably.
Maybe more.
Yeah.
So we've definitely done our part. Now we have to kind of just watch and whatever happens is going to happen. We're going to get gaslit too. There was a clip from CNN. Oh, yeah.
We're going to get gaslit.
That doctor from CNN, she did a thing the other day about how we have to be sure to make sure we differentiate died from COVID versus died with COVID.
Yeah. Liana Wen, Dr. Liana Wen, who was like, she would be driving the trains to the gulag, like back in 2020, she was the number one, like you should alienate your family. And that's why you should cancel the Christmas. Like she was really one of the worst.
She
excommunicate your friends, like weird shit like that.
She was encouraging all the worst stuff. And then we've since the beginning, since day one, we were saying, oh, there's a difference between died from COVID and died with COVID. And I'm a moron.
Yeah.
And I knew that 3 years ago. And I was like, hey, there's a difference here. And now the doctor from CNN is telling us and it's going to completely gaslight us. So don't let it work on you. We all know the truth. We don't need to see the news or see some studies. We know the truth. We're tapped in. What source do we have? The source.
Yeah.
We all feel it in our guts. Vibes. You hear it. It rings true. You hear it. It sounds sketchy. Trust that. It's schizo season. That's going to be the big differentiator going forward.
Well, isn't it crazy that literal memes are ahead of Liana Wen or those types of people? It's like, oh, how do you die? And it's like a guy who got in a car crash and it's like, oh, he had COVID. It's like those were memes like months in.
Yeah, exactly. Months in. And then that's the big difference between this PSYOP and other PSYOPs of the past. Other PSYOPs of the past, like 9/11, JFK, pretty much every single thing that's ever happened, every war. There was no social media. There was no information getting sent around that fast.
Yeah.
So they were able to PSYOP you and then gaslight you. Now they're doing the same technique, but we actually have the info.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a little different now. It's a little more frustrating. But anyone who ever says, oh, you know, this study says this. Nah, bitch.
Yeah.
We're not doing studies anymore.
I don't care.
That don't sound right. Oh, everyone's dying from heart problems and blood clots. I don't really need to read a study to tell me what's doing it. I already know. I'm tapped into the source.
Yeah.
That's my source.
Yeah, and in completely unrelated news, temporary morgues are being built across the UK due to unprecedented increase in excess deaths.
Yeah, for no reason. Just people are dying. We don't know why. And then also pilots now. They can drive a plane with a blowed up heart.
I think you're understanding that correctly. Yes, the FAA has very quietly, tacitly admitted that the EKGs of pilots are no longer normal. We should be concerned, very concerned. This is from Steve Kirsch. He wrote a Substack article about how the FAA secretly widened the EKG parameter range for pilots so they wouldn't be grounded. They're like, you know, something that used to be a red flag. Nowadays, it goes, let them through, let them fly. And thankfully, there are two pilots on every flight.
But they had changed the standards because the pilots' EKG readings were not in compliance with the old ones before the whatever got injected into whoever's whatever.
Yeah, whatever happened recently. I don't know. Any big events occur? I don't know. But yeah, feels good flying. Plus, they're hiring all the minorities. Like United and stuff. I think we covered that back in the day. Like United, like, we'll have 35% black pilots or something. And it's like, okay, are they black vaccinated? They rushed them through the process. I don't know.
Yeah, 50-50.
Doesn't feel safe. And honestly, it's only a matter of time before a plane goes down, right?
Yeah.
One of those regional planes that only has like one pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You never know.
And then we used to say, was he vaccinated? We're allowed to ask.
Yep.
All right, moving on. We have a very important housekeeping this week. We have three pages of it. Richard Rapoy wiped out on the bikes again. Here it goes. There he goes. Fell off. This isn't even funny anymore. These are actually getting old.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like not even a funny bit. It's not even you.
Yep.
So.
That was actually you. I don't know if you remember that or
not.
So
we'll
that
be done.
You.
In all serious no.
In all serious no?
In all serious no. In all seriousness, though, Richard Rapoy is got a new hobby. He has got a new hobby. It's metal detecting. He's got a metal detector.
It's on the way. It's shipped.
So I'm not involved in that hobby. He's got a new hobby. If you guys have any advice for Richard Rapoy, who is now metal detecting, give him some advice. If you don't know anything about it, guess. Guess him some advice.
Yeah, I've gotten some good pointers of people who just seem to be guessing. They're like, you know, detect metal with it. That was the helpful tip.
Find
that I
some
got.
Good stuff.
Yeah.
So yeah, give us your best guess in the comments. You don't have to be an expert. We don't care. Just flood the comments.
Yeah. Just if you comment anything. No, but I think that's going to be a good hobby for me. That's a good boomer type activity that I can definitely get into the culture of.
You walk around, you find a Civil War button.
But you know what? I heard you basically just find old aluminum cans all the time. So that's the problem.
Yeah.
That's the issue with me.
And that's what you're going to find. Mm-hmm. And you're never going to bring home anything good.
Pretty much.
But you could. So it's kind of like gambling or fishing.
Yeah.
It's just a new gambling fishing.
Well, we tried magnet fishing before, right?
Yeah.
Never caught anything. Never caught a...
Not even close either. Yeah. There's just nothing in the water for you.
I know.
What, did someone drop a ring and then go, shit. All right, let's move
Better
on.
Give up. Yeah.
And then we found it.
Yeah.
There's nothing out there.
No, and people, one of the things people were telling me when I posted that to my story that I got a metal detector, people are like, go to the beach, like tons of jewelry. It's like, I'm not looking for old ladies' gold chains. I want like a cannonball. I want like a Confederate soldier's belt buckle or something. You know, I'm not looking for like an old engagement ring to give back to like Meemaw.
Pistol. All right, yeah. So give Rat Boy advice. Even if you don't know anything about it, just guess and then make him go through all the comments and waste his time.
Waste my time.
All right. When you think about America and its prime, what do you think of?
I think of like car manufacturers, America in its prime. I think of Detroit bustling. I think like Goodyear tires. I think Ford, GM, all those. That's kind of what I think. What about you?
I actually was thinking about this the other day, and then I saw a clip of America in its prime, and this is, in my mind, America in its prime.
Staying fresh, staying cool, with mental fresh and cool. Oh, fresh goes better, fresh goes better.
Hey, that's what they took from us.
I know.
That's really how it used to be. That romanticized TV moment is exactly how America was.
And Letterman jacket, malls in the 80s, football fresh king.
Breath, fresh breath in case I need to kiss a chick.
Hell yeah, brother.
Right on, brother. Right on, brother.
Yeah, we've been obsessed with that commercial. I don't know why, but I've
really been liking it. And then I also like to imagine, like, that's what America was, and that's what they took from us. And then that was America in its prime. And, like, you know, it obviously wasn't that.
Yeah. I don't know what ethnicity that kid is, even.
Like, yeah. I mean, I'm going to work until that is happening again. Mm-hmm. It's never going to stop. All right, let's get serious. We're still in housekeeping. We need to get a little more serious. We've been kind of detracting from the points. Mm-hmm. Okay. Do you have any Rob Smith fan fiction prepared for today?
I don't.
Okay, that's okay. I have some.
Okay.
All right, here we have Rob photoshopped on having lunch with James O'Keefe. They're working on a bust. Rob is going undercover right after he finishes his caprese salad. Rob catches the bad guy. Pretty good?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty good.
All right.
That's our hero, Rob.
Yeah, that's the fan fiction. And before, when I was saying right on, brother, R-O-B, right on, brother.
I get it.
Rob. So there's layers to this shit.
Smart.
Yeah. All right.
No additional comments from me there. You guys got the fanfic. That's what you wanted.
Yeah. Moving on. All right. Let's get back on track here. Derek Chauvin conviction appeal. He's appealing his conviction. If you're a show listener, you know what my theory is. I want to just refresh the bet, bring up the bet slip. Make sure everyone knows where we currently stand with our bets. I think Derek Chauvin trial is going to get redone, and then I think Derek Chauvin is going to get let off right before the 2024 election. There's going to be mayhem and chaos in the streets, George Floyd too. Joe Biden's going to be a Muppet, old man, never was going to run anyway. Michelle Obama comes to save the day. She's going to run. It's a parlay.
Yeah, that is a parlay because that's two bets, the Chauvin going free and Michelle Obama.
Chauvin going free, and then Michelle Obama comes in. And then it's a racism's on the ballot. Michelle Obama's running. We're fucked. We lose by 10 million. They have all the illegal votes anyway. It's over. Everything's bad. Age of darkness.
Well, you know what? It's funny because me and you had been talking off camera about this, that BLM, like they just had the cousin or the brother of the BLM guy who got killed in police custody. Mm-hmm. He was acting weird. He had, you know, he was probably on drugs. He was acting weird. They tased him and he ended up dying.
Mm-hmm.
And his proximity to BLM should have been like, let's go do it all again. Run it up.
Cops killed him.
This is crazy. And like even conservative people, Cernovich was like, this video looks bad. You know, like there's nobody who is like, oh yeah, he deserved to die. You know, that sort of thing. But it doesn't seem like BLM has that juice anymore.
Yeah. I think they saved the juice for the election years. So they have the juice in them, But every time
But the money doesn't come.
The money doesn't come unless it's an election year.
Yeah.
So they just have like their things and they explode, boom, and then it ripples.
Like George Floyd.
Boom, George Floyd explosion. Ripples. And then if they do this one now and make this one the one, it'll blow up and then it'll ripple to 2024. Then the next one will happen and it won't be as powerful. So they're saving their boom and the ripple for right in the election year is what I would say. And it's obvious because that would be an instant George Floyd reaction.
If Cops it was 2024.
Yeah, 100%.
Absolutely.
So
no, and then that's the thing. It's also tied in with like BLM. Like there's no organization anymore. Like we looted the money. We took the money. You saw the mansions. You saw the stupid shit. The brothers on salary getting $150K for consulting. Mm. Like, I think you should use that one. Like, I don't know what they're doing.
Yeah.
But we, you know, that really hurt them. You know, the money laundering, that whole, not laundering, but wasting and spending on stupid shit. Really hurt them because now nobody trusts that organization. And that's kind of what happens. You know, you get one chance at it. And if they had done good, built a couple houses for some single moms, you know, actually helped a community, the money would keep flowing in, right?
Yeah.
But they basically used it as a one-time, one and done. And now they don't have the juice anymore.
Yeah. It's a long, slow reload. And they'll be back for 2024, I bet.
I agree.
Me too. All right. Next page of housekeeping. We have two more things of housekeeping. I discovered a new song I really, really like, and I am now going to do whatever I can to make this song very popular. It came out 4 years ago, but I just discovered it. The band is a very nice band. They were receptive when I reached out to them. Give it a rip. I have the chorus teed up. Isn't that's sick and catchy.
Yeah, I like that song. Do you have permission to play that? Or
yeah.
It's 4 years old. The boys, they don't have much reach, but
I don't think they're not gonna copyright me, especially if I'm plugging their song and their links are in the bio and you want to go check it out yourself.
Yeah.
It's a great song. It has the
Christ Wave
track. It's Christ Wave is what it is. It's a Christian band.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
So it's technically Christ Wave, synth wave. So good. It has the car and the palm trees in the 80s. You got me on the hook with that.
Yeah.
So I like to do what I can to help these people out. When I first moved to LA and tried to become like a public figure person or like a writer or a comedian, whatever it was, I always wish that someone would meet me like at a bar and be like, hey, this guy's funny. He's got undeniable talent. I'm going to do whatever I can to make him blow up and become what he wants.
Yep.
And no one ever did that.
Yeah.
So not saying I'm in the position to do that now, but if I can kind of, you know, find talent as I see it and then blow him up in a good way and a little bit of king making and, oh, this song's great. Listen to it and you'll actually like it. I'm going to do what I can to help.
Grease the skids. You're going to like grease
the skids. Yeah. I'm going to do what I wish someone did for me.
For sure.
So it's going to be obsess over the content and then do whatever I can to get it out on a big platform.
Smart.
That's what I'm up to. All right. Last piece of housekeeping. There's the... We have two more things of housekeeping. Good news for everyone else.
Okay.
How to not set off the sensor at the door. If you guys are stealing, obviously last week we showed Joe and he was a person who was loss prevention. Now we're going to show the other side. If you guys want to steal.
Loss acceleration.
Loss acceleration.
So here it is.
This is how you do it.
From this small Asian woman.
But if I walk normally, watch. It beeps.
Which is good because that's kind of how the street rats in San Francisco walk around anyway.
Yeah. Kind of twitchy and manic.
They're fidgety and manic as it is.
Lady, we don't need to be giving tips on how to shoplift. We're getting smoked out here. Like, now's not the time.
Yeah. And also, this would maybe work in like the 90s. Now mm-hmm. you just take it and walk out the door.
Yeah.
Now you just take the whole rack of like the same shirt in five different sizes and you load it in a bag and you walk out and no one probably stops you. Is there ever a way you'd be able to walk out the door with doing the motion you need to get the sensor to not come off?
My first thought is like the Tommy Boy scene where he's like, bees! And he's just yelling, bees! And he's doing that. But yeah.
Or if you had a boombox, maybe. You put a boombox in, and then you're just like shimmying out
salsa
the door.
Salsa dancing out. No, honestly, I don't think there's a good reason. So shopkeepers, if you see someone doing that, you know, they saw this very niche TikTok, and that's it. You're getting stolen from.
You're getting stolen from. All right, moving on. Last piece of housekeeping. We have our base guy of the week. Based mug recipient reach of the week. He's the captain of some hockey team. He does not watch the show.
Yeah, Provy. Ivan Proparov, I think, is his full name. Provy.
So he's not doing the gay stuff. They tried to do some gay shit to his jersey, and he said, nah, with the gay stuff.
Let's let the video play.
Everybody, I respect everybody's choices. My choice is to stay true to myself and my religion. That's all I'm going to say.
That's it.
Like I said, that's all I'm going to comment at. On that.
And the guy goes, what's your religion? He says Russian Orthodox
based.
And so this guy is an alternate captain on the Flyers, Philadelphia Flyers. Mm-hmm. So he's not some nobody. He's like a leader on the team. Great to see. We love to see someone stand tall. It's called standing tall.
It's called standing tall. You know what's going on. You know what the subversion is, and you know how to resist it. That's how you resist it.
His coach also defended him very well and said, you know, I'm just going to respect his, basically his identity, and that's it. That's all there is to it. And the one thing that I noticed about this is if you're one of these guys, the coach or Provy, all you have to do is stand up to the manic, like weird reporter class. You don't really have to explain yourself to anyone. All you have to do is survive the, well, there must be something more to it. Like, oh, Provy here. Like, call on me, right? All you have to do is survive those weird people who aren't even in hockey really, but who kind of insert themselves in.
They're wearing a mask probably.
Yeah, and then you're good. You don't even really have to explain it that much. You kind of just say, I'm out. We love to see that. You know what I mean?
That's the way. You say whatever you want. You say whatever you believe in. You say whatever you want. And then you ignore the manic Muppets. And then if they freak out and go crazy, it doesn't matter because you don't listen to them anyway.
Exactly.
When I was in LA before I became Fleckus, I used to write like schizo sayings and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was that it was only listen to who you listen to.
Yeah.
Meaning like if you try to take everyone's opinion into account, you're never going to get anywhere. You have to just follow your own gut and then maybe have a close council of people that are your mentors and close people that you actually care about. Everyone else can get fucked.
Honestly, that's true. And then only listen to who you listen to. If you don't follow that advice, you end up being like young Sheldon on CBS.
Yeah.
That like milquetoast TV show that everybody goes, ha ha, or like nobody does actually.
The fake laugh track where they try to convince you everyone's going, ha ha.
Exactly. Fake laugh track, English as a second language, people watching it at home, like, and boomers. And
that's a lot of the shows on that have the laugh track. It's like, I'm convinced, I tell Rap Boy all the time, like The Masked Singer is an example. That's like a show all illegal immigrants
that's
watch.
It's just immigrants. People go, this is what America is. Yes,
this is what Americans like. I'm watching an American show. And it's just that. Yeah. I have a few other little sayings I made 10 years ago. You want to hear some?
Sure.
Your nows add up. They're the whole thing. Meaning like this present moment is your whole life. That's all you really have.
Yeah.
If you hear it, someone said it. Meaning you got to be careful what you say or else you get in trouble. Don't walk so fast. Also, don't be late.
Hmm.
Oh, deep. Fleckus had no job.
Fleckus was, smoking a joint in L.A.
Yeah, trying to be all
writing heady. Down paper thinking he was Socrates.
Yeah, hey, we're using it now. So the content eventually came. Remember, a person driving a U-Haul probably hasn't driven anything that big before. And they're in a new city, too.
There's nothing wrong with that. That's
and
good
last
advice.
But not least, the hardest part of surfing for the first time is squeezing into your friend's brother's wetsuit.
Sounds personal. Sounds like
it
happened.
We all know what that is like.
Yeah.
All right. That's the end of housekeeping. Base mug for the hockey player. If you somehow see this, You're not gonna. You're too good for the show. Thank you for doing what you're doing.
I bet you we have some random hockey guys, some random juniors guys who know him. Oh, I could get this to Provi.
Hey, there's a few A-listers out there. And if you're an A-lister, shoot me a DM. Maybe we're already talking, but.
Well, and you know what? For Provi, like we've talked about this. They're trying to steal your sport right in front of your face. And a bunch of HR department women and marketing people are stealing your sport right in front of your face. And only one guy is saying, nah, don't do it. So, I mean, I love it. I just wish more people would do it. The jerseys were so gay. It was all rainbow. So gay. And it's like, and it's not just the LGB Pride Night. It's LGBTQI2+. And I don't know what happens over there. I'm a hockey guy. I don't know what happens over there.
I can't sign off on that.
Exactly. And so this guy's a Russian Orthodox. We love to see it. Good shit, boys. Yeah.
Stand strong. Base mug is in the mail.
Put the biscuit in the basket.
Putting up what I'm putting down. Oh, swag. What do they say? What do they say in hockey?
Top cheese, top cheddar.
Top cheddar.
Going top cheddar. Oh, put the biscuit in the basket.
Biscuit in the basket. All right, moving on. We're in cringe of the week. This week's cringe of the week is good.
Oh, wait. I have a housekeeping.
Sure, go ahead.
This is just random housekeeping. Last little piece. 94% of gay white men are vaccinated. It's the most vaccinated demographic group aside from senior citizens.
Wow.
Interesting, right?
And I think I know the 6%. It's all like the right wing.
It's like David and Rob.
Yeah, it's David and Rob. Yes, I know the six people. The six people, too. It's not doing the math right. I know the six people.
Yep.
It's David.
I just wanted to get that out there on the record. I thought that was interesting.
Yeah.
They are a compliant bunch, I guess.
Yeah. Well, they like to, I'm not going to get vulgar, but gays, they like to do what they need to do compliance-wise, medicine-wise, so they can go back to doing what they were doing.
Degenerate-wise.
Which is disgusting.
Yeah, which is a lot of disgusting
shit.
So
it's like, oh, I'll get the vaccine, and then I can go back to the bathhouse, and it's like, yeah. Okay. Or, I could take PrEP and I can go on the sex cruise. Like, okay.
Yeah.
They like that shit because they're up to disgusting stuff.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, you know, I'm not reinventing the wheel here. Everyone knows that. I just say it. Mm-hmm. It's not even that crazy of an opinion.
Yep.
All right. Cringe of the week. Our first piece of cringe of the week. It is now white supremacist to be on time.
We stop like normalizing people being late. Like, it's not cute. It's not funny. It's not a.
When y'all are ready to learn about the connections between this, and the white American cultural norm with obsessing over being on time, please let me know. Please. Because as someone who is Black, queer, has ADHD, and studies African American history and culture, it's one of my favorite things to talk about.
So she's saying that Black people can't be on time?
Basically, I think she's speaking for an entire race because she can't be on time is what it sounds like.
Yeah. Why extrapolate so far? Just be like, hey, man, the train I was on got delayed. I'll be 10 minutes late. I'll see you soon. Let me know if I need to grab anything.
Yeah.
And it's like, nah, I'm going straight to race war.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that's where they go a lot of the time.
I was late,
right?
And it's because why? You spilled your coffee? No, it's because white people, historically.
Yeah. Well, dude, and being on time is such a respect thing. It's like if there are 10 people in a room waiting to get something done and you stroll in late, it's like, what do you think? Your time is more valuable than every single other person's? And I guess that's what she's saying. And my favorite
is
like you're stitching someone, you're about to do it. And then like the first 3 seconds is like making a face like this, like you already know it's about racism.
Yeah. Like, caught you.
Yeah. So, I mean, so disrespectful. I mean, if you can't be on time, just say it, lady. I don't know.
Yeah. Want to not have to worry about being on time? Don't go to appointments.
Yeah.
Don't have appointments. That's what I do. What do I listen? You got to be here at this time. I don't go to appointments.
Yeah, yeah. Come but between 12 and 2.
I've structured my life that way.
She's like the cable guy. It's like, oh, I'll be there between 12 and 4 sometime. It's like, lady.
Y'all can meet me at the Zoom meeting.
Yeah.
It's your turn to wait.
And we've done this before, too, where we've talked about what things. If you Google something is white supremacy or is something racist, beekeeping, hikes, taking a cab. You can find results on everything being racist. It's a pretty fun game.
Yeah.
So being on time is now one of those things.
All right. Oklahoma drag queen.
Yeah. Let's see what they're up to in the family friendly drag show.
All right. They're doing sexual dances. Guys, this needs to stop. Okay. Next clip. Doesn't that feel like what happens sometimes? It's like we show the clip and go, this needs to stop. All right, next clip. We're not going to solve it with the podcast, but I hope that by showing the clips, people see it. And so then when it happens in their own backyard, they can appropriately oppose it.
Yeah.
You can maybe, if you see it happening in a restaurant you're in, you can get up and maybe yell a little bit, film it, send it to the podcast. We'll show it in the podcast and the stuff like that.
Yeah.
You got to yell and you got to go, oh, this is bad. Call someone a freak and then leave.
Yeah, yeah.
It's all you can do.
Oh, you know what? I was thinking about like going to a drag show and just finding the power box on the drag show and being like, okay, all lights are off. there's a little American mischief out there I think we need to get back into.
Yeah.
You know, sneak into the harbor and dump the tea, you know, but now it's just a drag queen trying to do kids in Oklahoma of all places.
Yeah.
So I don't know. That was my initial thought.
Hide her, what's it called? The fake hair?
Wig?
Yeah. No, not the wig. There's like a more girly word for it that when they like weave it into your hair. Not a weave.
Oh, I don't know.
Weave. Yeah. Hide their props.
Yeah.
So then he has to go out and do an even shittier show.
Yeah. It's already trash.
Trash content.
It's some man crawling around on the floor to Rihanna. Like, what are we doing here?
All right. Next clip. The purple hair lady. So we have two people here with pronouns that we actually like. There's a person who goes by any pronouns and then a person who goes by no pronouns. Let's do the purple hair teacher first.
All right.
I had my first day as a sub today, and there are many things I'd like to talk about. But today I would like to talk about how I am the political unrest that Cedar City needs. So besides the fact that I dyed my hair purple last night and I have two visible tattoos, I wrote my pronouns as she, any up on the board. I was teaching 10th grade and I told this to all my classes, and it wasn't until the last period where someone was like, what's the second pronoun? And so I explained, I was like, I do she, any pronouns. I do go by any pronouns, she, he, they, it, anything, but I am
That's a podcast approved it.
Yeah, that is podcast approved. I like it. And then she also got purple hair and tattoos because she's unique. Yes. She wants to stand
she's
out.
She's a dime a dozen leftist these days. Yeah. But like apparently she wants to infiltrate the schools. My thing is, this girl is talking about like how she brings political unrest to her school. And it's like, obviously she's subverting and she wants to talk about things she's not really supposed to. She's subverting, you know, the subject matter. And it's like, that's her employer. That's her livelihood that she's actively subverting, right?
Mm.
So what do you think she's going to do to your kid? Yeah. You who don't have any power, like you can complain, I guess, to the superintendent. But what do you think she's going to do one-on-one with little Johnny who wears camo and likes hunting?
Yeah, she's clearly reckless. She's putting it online. She's going against the wishes of the people that she works for.
Who sign her checks.
Yeah, she's clearly on a mission. I was wondering, like growing up, I never had one bad teacher.
I never did either.
I never had one that was bad.
And the bad teachers were just like mean.
Yeah.
Like it was like, oh, they're mean.
I had hard teachers. I never had a bad teacher. Now, how many teachers are bad? 80%, I would say, are probably fucking horrible.
I do want to know. I want to know the percent because they're hiring stupid people like this.
Yeah.
You know? So it's like, it's kind of a chain migration thing that happens in HR departments, in schools, public schools, all these things. It's kind of like once you get a few stupid people in HR, they keep dragging in stupid. And it's a never endless
cycle. And they never drag in smart and right wing and based.
Yeah.
They make it their mission to not. So it's like once they're in, it gets exponential bad fast.
Mm-hmm.
So all the good guys go down and the bad guys go up and it happens quick.
Yeah.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
And we're on like the slingshot portion of this cycle. Like it's going to get worse before it fails, obviously.
Of course. Next is the no pronouns lady.
First, I want to say that anybody can have no pronouns. Whether you're agender, non-binary, or just no pronouns align with you, you can use no pronouns. Now, what that actually means. This means instead of using any pronouns to describe this person, you would be using their full name. I'll use myself for an example. Knowing my pronouns are they, them, you would say, oh, they went to the store and then they recorded some TikToks. But if I were to use no pronouns, I would say, oh, Rachel went to the store and then Rachel recorded some TikToks. Some folks who use no pronouns will also sort of abbreviate their name to create their own pronoun.
I think that's enough. We get it. But no pronouns, I actually like that because it makes it easier to never have to engage with someone or do anything different.
Interesting.
I like no pronouns a lot. And it's funny because that video, when I saw you sent it to me before, it was labeled no pronouns lady. Yeah. So even with her little mission of like, oh, I have no pronouns.
I'm nothing.
Yeah, you're no pronouns lady. All right.
We know what you are, lady.
You're Let's no go. Pronouns lady. Sorry. There's one more. So we have it from the last lady. We have no pronouns from this lady, which we like. We like both of them. Mm-hmm. The next one is my favorite one that I will hopefully be able to use.
This is Cypress. And Clown mentioned not having people use clown or clown self pronouns for clown. And so in this situation, I would make sure that I exclusively use clown pronouns to talk about Cypress. So Cypress knows that I see clown self for who clown is. And yeah. I want...
So
clown self.
I like clown self the best. They go by clown pronouns. Hey, Bozo.
Hong Kong?
Hey, Bozo, come over here. Hey, clown.
Hey, you, clown. With the stupid hair.
Yeah, nice one, Bozo.
Imagine imagine you're friends with a clown self and you're just doing bits on them. Like, hey, can you hand me that pen? And it's just whoop, 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 squirt water in their face. Yeah. Their whole life is miserable.
Yeah. Hey, Bozo. I think
you start pulling something from your mouth. Just like whoop, 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 whoop.
The never ending ribbons.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think that there's like a difference. Like, I like these types. Because there's two different versions of like this, the people who are demanding we use the pronouns. There's two different sides. One side is just like, I'm seeking attention. And that's
those
like
are the clowns.
That's the clown. Self. I'm a bug. I'm a clown. And that's like people that trend more towards like nerd bullshit Harry Potter. And they're seeking attention.
Absolutely.
As opposed to the other side, which is like the people who are like doing fetish shit and they're getting off. That's the big titty woodshop teacher. That's the putt play in the pool.
Sam Britton.
That's
falls
the Sam
in that.
Britton luggage twink. It's not offensive that we call him that. That's just what he goes by. He's the luggage twink. That's what everyone's saying online. So there's a different version for this. There's like the people who just want attention and oh, I'm a bug. Call me a clown. And then there's the people who are getting off with the fake titties and the Sam Britton luggage twink. This next one, this big titty horse thing.
Yeah.
There's another example of someone who's getting off. That's the more fetish side.
That's fetish shit.
And that's Damn Jake, big fan and friend of the show.
Oh, I really like your costume.
Do you like that horse thing, Richard?
Can I get a little video with it? Look, I love horses. Can you tell? Check this out.
There's our boy Damn Jake. All right, that's good. Do you like that horse? You want to check that horse's teeth, Richard?
Yeah. Richard. Yeah, you know, well, you know when I see triple Z's,
yeah.
You know something happens inside of me.
Yeah.
Yeah. But no, I think that's a great point you made. We were talking about that a little bit off camera. There's the pure nerd attention, like I'm a social outcast lane. And then there's the I'm a sexual degenerate fetish lane.
Yeah.
And then everything, all things that we've covered fall in between one of those. You can roughly categorize
it's all same umbrella.
Absolutely.
Which is unfortunate.
And that's the plus. That's the plus in LGBTQ plus. There it is.
Exactly. Right. And here's some plus action happening at the gym. There was a trans person at the gym. It was making people uncomfortable. Check this out.
It was time to address my true feelings. I mean, his Facebook says he's a male. His driver's license, I'm sure, says he's a male. His chromosomes say that he's a male. He permed his hair and pierced his ears. That's it.
And then they go back into the women's locker room to get their stuff. And it makes you wonder, in the situation, who should be the uncomfortable one? He's uncomfortable, so he needs to go in the woman's locker room. And it's like, should we make every woman from ages 15 to 70 who goes to that gym uncomfortable? Or should we make this one person who's living like this feel uncomfortable?
He doesn't pass as a woman who just is a creepy old guy. This would be fetish shit.
Yeah.
Especially if you're a creep. And you notice more men are in for the fetish shit.
Yeah.
The women who are like wanting to be some bug self, they're not, their sex drive isn't like masculine, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So they're more attention shit.
That's a good point.
And this guy, I love seeing this because it's like, yeah, I mean, maybe in some weird parts of America, they just let that go. But in a lot of places, we call the cops. Yeah. A lot of places, we have the police come and talk to you and you gather your belongings. And I love seeing it made difficult for people like this. You know what I mean?
Me too.
Because it's so easy all the time. It's so easy to say, I'm a woman without doing anything. Like this guy, what, had some maybe little chest thing going on?
Little hoop earrings on.
Little hoop earrings. He took no effort. It did no work to say, I'm a woman. And so I like to see them work a little bit to earn their womanhood, quote unquote, their fake ass, you know, fetish shit.
I agree with that. It's good to, make it hard for him. That's all you can really do. Make it hard for him. Call the cops. Make sure they really.
Normalize not normalizing this.
Yeah.
Normalize making it extremely difficult for someone to use the women's locker room who's not a woman.
Yeah, exactly. Next, there's a study about internalized transphobia about people who transition. What does it say?
Seriously? Study claims trans patients unhappy with their new bodies are transphobic. A new study out of the Netherlands claimed internalized transphobia caused transgender patients mental health issues and argued that their dissatisfaction with medical procedures was the result of outside pressure to conform to gender stereotypes.
Yeah. So
it's never you.
It's never you. If you are against people doing trans operations, you're the problem. If you're a person who did a trans operation on yourself and then now you regret it, you're transphobic.
Yeah. It's internalized. We can't put our finger on it. It's just like this broad internalized phobia that you have. So trust the study.
Yeah.
Remember when we were talking about trust in studies?
Yeah.
It's just internalized transphobia. There's nothing wrong with you. You're beautiful. You just hate yourself.
And then there was so much effort to promote and mainstream all this trans stuff. And then we've been saying for weeks and months and years, we should hear the other side, the people who transitioned and then regretted it. We should hear their story. And that was a fair point. And now the powers that be, their rebuttal to we should hear from the trans people who regret it is now this. So what we said before about maybe not everyone sees the studies or watches the data, you kind of tapped into the source, right? The universe is like connected to you into like a billion different tentacles to your soul, and you hear something and you can tell what's true and what's not. Which side do you think is the correct side? The side that said, hey, we should hear people who have trans regret surgeries, or the people that are saying if you have trans regret, you're transphobic
too. It's still because of transphobia. And then it's like if you have internalized, there's going to be like another layer soon.
Yeah.
Where you doubly can't. You really can't go against
now it. Now it's illegal.
Yeah. Exactly.
So which rings true? What is it? What feels right? Trust the gut. Schizo season. That's how we move forward. Before we get into our last piece of cringe, we have a special bonus land this week. We are going to be talking about some pedophiles that acquired a kid and did bad stuff with it. We're going to figure out, should gay people be able to acquire babies? Find out in bonus land this week. We have some good, funny videos. We have some uplifting gold. We talk about Scooby-Doo in bonus land.
Velma, the new Velma show.
Yeah, Velma show is not looking good. We have some cool videos. There's a guy who was an executioner who gave some really interesting interview. Very cool bonus land stuff. Join the hundreds of people who have joined bonus land in just the last few weeks. There's over almost 2,000 total people in bonus land. Join that community, patreon.com/fleckus or YouTube join. Links are in the description. You get a 20 to 30 minute bonus episode every Monday. So if you like the show, you're going to love bonus land. Give me $4 a month if that's too expensive. You should have given me $2 a month a few weeks ago. Right? We kept saying we're going to get grandfathered in and get grandfathered in. Oh, you didn't do it. You didn't do it. You didn't do it. Now it's $1 a week. It's going to keep going up. So you might as well do it now. All right, next, the trans breastfeeding.
Oh, yeah. Here we go.
Did you know trans women can breastfeed? And this is great news, because I always wanted to breastfeed, but I thought, like, my dry tits would give the kid an eating disorder. Kid just grows up, and he's chronically sucking down the nozzles at Yogurtland, and I just have to be like, sorry?
All right, that's enough. That's enough. I've heard enough. I don't even want to do anything for that.
Yeah, let's just move on. You guys know what's up.
Yeah.
Like, there's nothing to talk about. No, you can't. No, you're stupid. Your bits are trash.
Yeah, I have another one that I have no bit for. I just want to play it.
Nice jawline, bro.
It's funny. The one, the BLM one.
This one?
Yeah. I just want to play it for this one thing.
Stop! Before you post an MLK quote.
Watch this. Martin had a dream, but here's reality. Remember, Martin Luther King Jr. was assassinated for advocating for black workers' rights and challenging capitalism. Black people today still make 30% less than white.
Prison still exists, and Black folks continue to be criminalized every single day.
Black femicide, driven by transphobia and misogynoir, is still rampant.
That's what it was.
Misogynoir.
Misogynoir. You guys are really in your room, and you're spiraling up. You two are spiraling together, and you're really coming up with some stuff.
I love it. They're in a room. They're talking about it. They're spiraling. They're using a bunch of words that they learned in, like, entry-level college sociology. But, like, nobody in their neighborhood will snitch on the guy who killed someone.
Or who sells drugs.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's like, you can't solve anything. You guys can't solve. Oh, and then my favorite line, you had your favorite line, the misogynoir.
Yeah.
My favorite line was, prisons still exist. Ooh, okay. Yeah. You want to get rid of them all? I don't know. These types of people will talk about how, like, they need to lock white people up too in the same breath. You know what I mean? Prisons still exist, but we need new ones that are for white people.
Yeah. Why do the crimes if you might go to jail?
Yeah. These people are really stirring up in a room, but they can't solve the package thief in their neighborhood, you know?
Yeah.
The community won't come together. Nobody will get on the stand and do this and put a murderer away. Yeah. Nobody will do this. But, you know, I guess misogynoir is it, right?
Misogynoir. I love that. I really do love that shit.
Yeah.
And then there's a reparations now. $5 million for each black person in San Francisco, potentially.
San Francisco is doing that. They're talking about giving $5 million to each person. They have some qualifications. You need to be a longtime resident or something like that. And then it's $5 million, no questions. And I think it was $97,000 a year as well. So you get paid. You don't just get the lump sum, you get paid. And then all your debt gets wiped out too. So,
yo, let me get that.
Yeah. Like, I think it's just looting the treasury, right? That's it's just like, hey, can we give some of our friends and voters some of the stuff?
We need someone to live in the city.
Yeah.
The city's gone.
Yeah. And so, damn. I mean, my first question would be, with reparations, $5 million, that's a pretty big amount. Do you think society would be closer to utopia or closer to the Chappelle Show skit of reparations?
It would lean towards Chappelle Show skit.
I think so too.
It would be more of a Chappelle Show sketch.
I think so too. And so this is crazy to me. There should be poor Mexican, poor white, poor Asian people who just absolutely bring the most lawsuits ever to a city if they do this. Waste their time, jam them up. Like,
I want the money.
I
want the gold.
Dude.
Where's the gold?
Somebody,
I want the gold.
Yeah, and it's like, why don't we just give $1 million? Somebody commented on one of my posts about this, and they said, why don't we just give $1 million to everybody? And I go, okay, enjoy $300 hot dogs, you idiot. Like, what are you guys talking about?
Someone said to me, oh, but sending money to Ukraine's fine. I was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, I've never said that
you
once.
Don't watch the show. Yeah. Oh, because it's white. It's fine to go to Ukraine. It's like, no. Send the money to me.
I don't want that anywhere. I want like a cool fucking superhighway. I want a train that goes 300 miles an hour.
Yeah.
We just keep lighting shit on fire. We just keep lighting our money on fire. So.
And it just goes away to whoever.
Yeah.
All right. We're out of Cringe of the Week. We're into Urban Decay. We have a great Urban Decay this week. Our first clip of Urban Decay is actually a story. It's a headline about the electric cars. Richard, please read it.
It's not a story.
It's a video.
Right in front of those charger stations by Seattle City Light. Now, I'm being told they could cost up to about $2,000 just to replace the cables. These chargers in West Seattle have been offline since December after the cables were stolen. Jen Strang with Seattle City Light says this has been a problem on the rise. Seattle City Light says 8 charging stations of theirs have been hit, and they believe it has to do with the copper in the cables.
So basically, in Seattle, but they're trying to make it so by 2030, all gas-powered cars are gone and off the roads, and they want to do just electric vehicles. And then the electric vehicle charging stations they have now are always shut down because people are stealing them for the copper wires.
Yeah, because fentanyl-addicted street rats love that copper, that $35 worth.
They get in there and they mess with the wires.
It's a perfect I love perfect examples of liberal utopia and why it can't work, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Like, dude, there are some good ideas. Like, dude, imagine a whole world on clean energy and we were getting this and everybody's cars and it was all cheap and infinite, right? Like, the liberal utopia ideal, some of those aren't bad, right? like, oh my God, clean energy. That's so crazy. But then there's always reality. It's just reality, right? Street rats, different bad actors, people who go against it. Certain things always run in the way, right?
Like, yeah.
It's always the human element is never taken into account. It's like, oh, welfare will be great. Only people who really need it are going to use it. And then 40 people are committing welfare fraud with $10,000 in food stamps, buying lobsters and shit.
Yeah.
You know? So it's a perfect, I love perfect encapsulations of a liberal hellhole.
And right? That's why we have to oppose it so much before it gets here, because when it gets here, it's going to be too late. And we'll be able to say, here, I told you so. The whole country's ruined and all the money's gone.
But I told you so.
Told you so.
Yeah.
So it's like you kind of have to prepare in the short term, because we don't want to say at the end, we told you so. We just want to win with the idea and power.
Yep. Smart.
We need power. We need power.
We need power back.
We need power. All right. Next clip, the dump truck crashing around. Hey, really quick, this is great camera work. A lot of times with chaotic videos, it's all over the place and shaky hands. Yep, this person's doing a good job. This is a pro. Gotta call the good ones out. Now they're smashing the window, trying to get them out. This is in El Monte.
Really?
Yeah, we used to live right over there. It's horrible.
El Monte's a terrible town. We used to live near it.
Yeah, near it. Well, you know, that's it. This guy's driving around like crazy, and it's...
He's drunk, right?
Well, I was going to say, is he vaccinated?
Yeah, he's just gone
manic. We're allowed to ask.
He was making a right-hand turn, but he had to check his left really quick before he turned.
Yep.
And that it was too fast.
Three strokes.
Fit. Tow truck driver. Yeah. Three strokes.
Yeah, maybe he was vaccinated. We have a right to ask. Mm-hmm. All right, next, this is our, what's it called? Like the prime clip?
Magnum opus or something
of
that?
Of this week's Urban Decay. Yeah, teacher versus student. Before we play this, teachers, if you're a teacher, let us know in the comments, do kids even listen anymore? I feel like if I was a teacher and there's all these kids in the class smoking jewels and on their phone, I feel like no one would listen like they used to. Does anyone scared of the teacher anymore? If you're a teacher, let us know in the comments. I'd really like some insight.
Well, we've had this conversation before too on the podcast, where it's like, you're not going to fear your teacher if you don't fear your dad, you know? So it's like your single mom comes and goes, honey, are you messing around at school again? You go, yeah, bitch. Nobody's in charge, you know?
Yeah, it's so
and you're
true.
A troubled kid and your life is going to suck, but... If there's no father figure, there's no end result for the teacher's wrath, right?
Exactly. So let us know in the comments if you think this teacher is in the right or in the wrong. Let it rip.
The kid is 14.
Come on, bro. Why you watch crappy, my nigga? Come on, bro. Yeah, walk the fuck back, nigga. You got me fucked up, nigga. You got me bent, bitch. What? Bro, I'm on, bro. Did you really say that shit, bro? I'm on, bro. Everybody saying that shit, my nigga. Bro, they lying shit, bro. Stop lying, my nigga. You the one lying, bro. I'm on, bro. Stop running, my nigga. You know you said that shit, bro. I'm on.
Mexican kid.
Bro, say it too, bro. We right here, bro. Everybody's watching, my nigga. What's up, bro? You ain't
telling me shit. Bro,
absolute beatdown.
Come on.
So was the teacher justified?
No. Well, hold on. I mean, hold on. There's two sides to this as far as I can tell.
Okay.
The kid deserved to be knocked out.
Yeah.
By somebody.
Yeah.
As hard as it could. Yeah. He's like in front of the band class. You're beefing with the teacher in band. But the way the teacher just did a swing on him.
And he was hitting him with a phone. So easy answer in this situation. The kid needs a beat down, but the teacher shouldn't have thrown his whole career away.
The teacher did like a sucker punch.
Yeah. The kid needs a beat down. The teacher shouldn't have thrown his career away in that moment.
Yeah.
But the kid's also not listening and kids are out of control these days. But it's not the teacher's place to put him in control. But clearly no one's putting the kid in their place at home.
I doubt there's a dad who's very so active in this kid's life.
It's a little bit of a loop where you can't really get the right answer. One thing's for sure, we kind of need to look at these things from different perspectives. Look at it from the perspective of a normal person in the class who's not fighting. That was a big day of school.
Yeah, that was crazy action.
If you're like me in high school and you're a shit stirrer and you wanted action, that'll satisfy you for a month.
Yeah.
That's what you have to think about. Yeah. The kids who are just like, yo, in school today, Mr. Jones knocked out Miguel.
He swung at him too. It was out of nowhere.
He was beating him with his phone. Like, that is squirts for certain types of kids in that class. Yeah. Like I would have been. That would have been the best thing that ever happened to me in high school if I saw that.
That's pure entertainment. So. You're right.
Can't deny that.
But man, that first swing is so funny. The kid didn't even do anything. He just tried to swing for him. Like that first swing.
Absolute insanity. All right. We're out of Urban Decay. We had a short Urban Decay this week because we had a long cringe and we have a long Uplifting Gold. So we're in our Uplifting Gold section. We have some great stuff this week. I discovered this Instagram page called John Bravo Runs. And there's just this kid in high school who every day when the bell rings, he runs out of class and the whole school waits for him and they cheer him on. It's uplifting.
The only way you can do it is 4K6.
And here he comes. And they cheer him on. And there's some variety. I think this week was the week he did the freeze frame. So watch. He hit him with the freeze. John Bravo Runs. That's good action. That's pure Americana. That's nice stuff.
Rallying around a kid for something not that important, but you just make it important.
Yeah, that's good. That's good memories.
Yep.
Next, kid drops a snake and everyone scatters. This is funny.
I can bite Osiris. Yeah. I can do it for you.
Just like that, okay? I get the head.
I'm sweaty.
Oh, I'm not even like this. You want to pass him around?
Wow. Look at
that. Look at you. Don't drop it. Don't drop it.
He drops it and everyone just scatters. And it's a slow moving snake who does nothing.
That's weird that they handed that to that kid, though. Like, that snake can bite. That's like a little python, right? A
little python. All right. Next, the motorcycle guy talking to girls. This is funny.
This is you.
Yeah.
That looks fun. Yeah, just ride off like nothing happened. Yeah, that's you. That's you on the mini bike where you're not wiping out.
Yep. Thank you.
We have some good other stuff. Lady with the Chinese food hair.
Yeah, this is culturally significant.
You want shrimp fried rice, you like chicken, what you want? You want egg roll, what you like?
Damn, what you like? Yummy.
Get out the line, what you want? You want
shrimp fried rice? Is this lady just doing a pretty Chinese voice?
I think it's an Asian lady. Isn't that pretty good?
Look at the people here. It's not an Asian lady.
Maybe it's just an offensive voice.
Either way.
I bet the person who has that hair has a very unique name.
Mm.
Here in New Orleans, whenever I order Uber Eats, I get a lot of delivery people who have very unique names. I can't say what their names are.
Because they're one of one.
Because they're the only person in the whole country who has that name. So if I said the name, you would go, oh, that's... But there is, I can tell you, I give you a hint. There was one Uber Eats driver whose name rhymed with Tom Drekica.
Well,
slightly different. There's a lot of Q's in it. It rhymes with Tom Drekica.
Yeah.
So
just to give you a taste.
A lot of unique names.
Should I say the piece that kind of we've been talking about recently? Mm-hmm. We I saw it was some like old study or something about Ebonics or like African-American naming. Mm-hmm. And there was basically a study in California that was done that said of African-American children born in California in that year, 30% had one of one unique names that were just made up out of thin air, right? Because there's no like biblical reference or whatever. So that's something that happens a lot that I didn't necessarily know about. And I've seen examples, of course.
It's unique.
But they make up names.
Yeah, I think the names are cool.
I don't think they make much sense. And I think it's embarrassing when you go to apply for a job or you go to the DMV and you got to say, yeah, it's Enrico. You know, so I don't know. It's weird. It's very weird, but that's part of the culture, I guess.
That's part of it. Yeah. All right. Next, the broken glass batting practice. This is fun. This is good American stuff in your garage with dad. Yep. Well, that was kind of a dead clip.
Yeah. You know what I'm going to say?
Huh?
Dad's fault.
Yeah.
Dad's fault. You're the kid in the garage. You swing away. Like, yeah, you're going to hit a missed tip. Dad had
swing
the net
away,
up.
Merrill. Swing away, Merrill. Dad's got to prevent that. Mm-hmm. Dad. That's why dad was kind of silent.
Yeah.
He's not mad. He's just like, ah, shit.
That was my own fault.
I should have put the net up higher.
Yeah.
All right. Next, we have driving with the tube in the flooded streets of California. This is in Oakland. Now, this is uplifting, right, Richard?
Kind of.
Do you know why it's not?
Because they're probably flooding into other people's houses and cars, and they're creating
kind
a wake.
Of. Yeah, that's it. Remember, like, 20-something episodes ago, there was a flooding video, and I said, what do we learn from this? If you're ever in a flood zone and you create a huge wake, the waves you send will smash people's windows. And that didn't happen before, because when it just rains, it goes straight up. Mm-hmm. But when you create the wake, it goes into people's windows and it could smash up their windows and their houses and stuff.
Okay.
So that's actually not uplifting.
Okay. And glad we cleared that up.
It's just a callback to an earlier lesson. Don't make a wake in a flood zone because you'll smash people's windows up.
Big brain.
Big brain
Thank
stuff.
Thank you. Thank you.
Yeah. Last one. Kid is bidding like a pro. This is uplifting. This little fat boy.
Oh.
That's what I looked like as a kid. He's out there bidding for whatever, just going boom, 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 like a pro. Base mug for that kid. He doesn't watch the show. He's too good for us.
He might watch the show.
He's too good for us.
His dad might watch the show.
Yeah, his dad Something might like watch the show. All right, well, that's the end of Uplifting Gold. That's the end of the episode. Before we leave, we do have a little goodbye thing. I got sent this from a fan. It was very cool. Someone's child had a homework assignment talking about their dad, and look what they said in the bottom right corner, things that make my dad laugh, and it's Fleckus Talks the Podcast. That's us, buddy.
True uplifting.
Doesn't that
right
feel
there.
Good?
That does feel good.
That's uplifting for sure. All right, another Fleckus Talks in the books. Thank you guys for watching. Please like, share, subscribe, all the good stuff. FleckusMerch.com for the best merch in the game. Support Public Square, and make sure you join Bonusland, Patreon.com/Fleckus, or YouTube. Join. If you like the episode and you're this far into it and you watched all the way through to the final few seconds, just join Bonus Lands. $4 a month goes a long way. It's bonus episodes. We got some great stuff coming today. Join that. Thank you guys for watching. We'll see you at the next one.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on ChumbaCasino.com. I looked over the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing? They were also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's ChumbaCasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.